CMPD Chief Kerr Putney speaks with a lot of bluntness these days. Take this example from a Charlotte Talks public conversation this summer. He addressed the lack of economic opportunity and other social challenges that disproportionately affect minority neighborhoods.
I'm not going to say, come by ya and let's overcome everything. What I'm going to say is, if you have financial means, support the work that needs to be done that changes these outcomes. And then you get out of the way and shut your mouth. And let those of us who are willing to change outcomes do so.
Putney says his public speaking methods are deliberate.
I have become a bit more direct because I don't want to be ambiguous. And I think the issue, looking back a year ago, was there was some ambiguity.
Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary of the police shooting of Keith Scott. Of course, protests followed, both peaceful and violent. So did increased scrutiny of CMPD, scrutiny that certainly continues today. This week, WFAE speaks to a lot of people we heard from in that tumultuous week. Protesters, politicians, concerned citizens. And Wednesday night, Charlotte Talks will broadcast a live public conversation in which we'll examine policing, activism, and economic opportunity. As part of the conversation leading up to that event, WFAE's Mark Rumsey spoke to Putney at CMPD headquarters. He says the reaction to the Scott shooting caught him off guard.
We've seen issues like that in the past, not to that degree, obviously. We knew we weren't immune to it, but the level to which it went was not something that we expected or had seen before.
Chief Putney, in the days immediately following the Keith Scott shooting, a major question that you and city leaders faced was, when will the police dash cam and body cam video be released to the public? Initially, you said that under state law, the video could not be released while the investigation of the shooting was still underway. And yet, 4 days after the shooting, key portions of that video were, in fact, released to the public. How did things change, and how did that decision come about?
Actually, that's not at all what I said. It wasn't a state law. Our protocol is never to release during the active investigation. State law at the time allowed for the release, but we never did so prior to finishing our investigation. After the second day, we had the preliminary information ready, but the Scott family requested an objective outside investigation, and the SBI conducted that.
You don't recall saying at one of the early press briefings that under state law you were prohibited from releasing the video?
The law is pretty specific, especially around criminal evidence for an investigation, and I cannot release that. And your other part of your question was?
That was
okay. State law. Yes.
At the time, my misunderstanding was because they were doing their investigation, I couldn't release. Actually, I could have, but our policy at the time, and I still stand by it, is not to release when it could hamper an investigation. And although our investigation was complete preliminarily, theirs was not.
Looking back at that sequence and the public messaging that went out, including your statements, when you initially referred to the need to complete the investigation, do you think that was clear enough what stage the investigation needed to get to in terms of helping the public understand when they might look for those videos?
That's a very good question. Absolutely not. I think looking back, there was a lot more that could have been clearer. You can allow a decision to be made based on emotion and political positions, or you can do what is right by the integrity of the investigation. And that's where we're going to stand. That's where we stood at the time. And did we speak as clearly as we should have? No. Hindsight obviously shows light that we could have been a bit more precise in explaining that in greater detail. But that's why we're more cautious as we make statements, and also more particular about how we even relay information.
Mayor Roberts, in a newspaper editorial published several days, or just a few days, I think, after the videos were actually released, she wrote, quote, "The lack of transparency and communication about the timing of the investigation and release of video footage was not acceptable, and we must remedy that immediately." Now, the mayor didn't name you in that editorial, but did it feel like that was directed towards you?
To be quite frank with you, I was I guess I'm not as attuned to feeling as other people, so in no way did anybody hurt my feelings. But I think that question would be more better answered by asking your mayor that. From my perspective, what I do know is we're going to continue to do the work we can to educate people ahead of time. The lack of ambiguity moving forward is a goal that we're looking to achieve, and I think we're getting close.
And I wanted to ask you how Officer Brentley Vinson is doing today.
As well as can be expected. I can tell you this. What is missed a lot in these conversations is the impact of taking a life, although legal, on your belief system. There's an impact to you in how you go about doing business. You've been vilified in some ways, and ultimately what you were trying to do is what you took an oath to do. And he's hanging in there. He's young. He's resilient. But it was a tough time.
Chief, the Citizens Review Board, the Charlotte Review Board, was sharply divided on whether Officer Vinson acted within CMPD policy in the Scott shooting, a 4-4 split decision. Although that split ruling allowed your decision in support of Officer Vinson's actions to stand, what does the review board's vote say about this case?
What I'm waiting on is the recommendations. I'm not as focused on the vote as I am for how we might improve. A lot of people want to pit me against the CRB, and good luck with that. There's not an adversarial relationship as far as I'm concerned. I think they can make us better. These recommendations, and I can tell you this, here's some things that we've been doing anyway, and nobody's recommended a thing, but just us doing our own self-analysis. We've realized that body-worn cameras just on officers didn't get enough. So we just want it beyond patrol officers. We put on off-duty officers. Now our tactical officers have to don body-worn cameras. We're going to community forums telling citizens, if you have an iPhone, a smartphone, record those encounters. We need them. It makes us better. And the other big thing is I'm listening to every member of the community who wants to come out and have the conversation with us because it makes us better. Even though we can be right on a legal standard, we want to know what it takes to police this community right and better.
That's WFAE's Mark Rumsey and CMPD Chief Kerr Putney. You can hear an extended version of that interview on today's Charlotte Talks at 9 o'clock.